Cindy St. George. I'm calling from Ware, Massachusetts. And my comment is this. Humanity first, please. I so value Dr. Sartok and all the folks who are speaking right now. But let's remember that wheels turn very slowly in legislation for gun control. Important things are happening. Follow what went on with Orlando, including large gatherings for the whole community to get together and to share their sorrow. And up here in Western Mass, organizers are raising funds to support the survivors. So I would say to you, I understand that conversations about legislation is important, but it'll never happen fast enough. Humanity needs to be remembered first.
My name is Emily Cavan. I'm calling from Plainfield, Massachusetts. I was listening to Joe Donahue today, Tuesday, interviewing someone who'd written a book about the early years of Meryl Streep's career, and it just brought back memories because my parents, when I was a teenager, had season tickets to the Yale Repertory Theater, and I saw her in that production of The Idiots Karamazov, an incredible play by Christopher Durang, who was also in the company at the time. I also saw her in A Midsummer Night's Dream, in a production that is still my favorite production of Midsummer Night's Dream I ever saw. She was the tall one. Carmen de Lavallade was Titania. It was unbelievable, and it kind of brought back memories. I remember my mom saying, well, she's a wonderful actress, but she's going to have to change that name.
Hi, I'm calling about a question that was asked on Science Forum. My name is Neil Rosenberg. The town is Hamilton, New York. A listener called about alternatives to chemical sunscreens, and the panel failed to mention two, which, of course, are chemicals, but are not absorbed by the skin, and they are titanium dioxide and zinc oxide, both very effective, in fact, generally speaking, more effective in for full spectrum protection than the chemicals that they were talking about. And one other comment would be, one of the scientists said, well, there's no ill effect to these chemicals, which may or may not be true. I don't really think that we know whether that's true because we haven't had a lifespan of people using chemical sunblocks, which are absorbed by us.